Tony McAvoy is online. Morning to you, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You've got runners today at Newcastle. You've snuck a couple up.
One. I've got one runner there.
Aristocratic Miss.
Yes, yes. So, it's come up a nice little race for it. It's basically a class one race, really, for very good money and a bit of black type. And I think the mile is what she's looking for now, and have a beautiful barrier. And they tell me that jockey rides all right up there too.
He's a relative. You've got to say that, haven't you?
That's right.
Kieran, obviously riding. Did this filly? I mean, you brought her up and ran there a couple. When was it? A couple of weeks ago now. But finished off nicely. Were you happy with that going into today?
Look, Andrew, I think if you have a chance to watch the race again, you'll give it a lot more merit than what it reads.
Right.
Michael Walker rode her, and he followed the odds-on favourite. A horse that David Hayes trained, it just escapes me the name of it. And it was odds on, and we were following it into the coming to the turn at Randwick, and it started to come back in our lap.
Yeah, I remember.
And Michael had to pull out before they straightened at Randwick.
Yep.
And it just exposed her.
Yep.
And she just got a little bit tired second up. And if that hadn't happened, I think she would have won that race. And so I'm quietly confident that she'll be very hard to beat today.
Yeah, you actually remind me of that. It was More Sundays.
That's the horse.
Everyone had a spruik about More Sundays, yeah. And it was under pressure, as you say, probably around the 300-metre mark.
It was one of those drivers on a Sunday, just going too slow for
it. Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. Hey, what about weekend drivers, Tony? Fedek, I get frustrated. My biggest bugbear, I'm getting away from what we're talking about, drivers sitting in the right-hand lane.
Andrew, you're getting old and grumpy. Just get over it.
Oh, sitting in the right-hand lane and doing 80 in 100, anyway.
Back on track.
Yeah, Aristocratic Miss. Just in summary, you're there with a good draw and a good ride. You're confident she's strong for the mile.
Yeah, I do. Kieran will ride her to get the mile. And she'll be in the finish. She'll be there when the lips are cracking.
Okay. Down in Melbourne, Haydock lines up. You think probably just Flemington's going to suit the horse a bit better?
I think the tempo will suit him better too, the 1200. He's very effective at Flemington, as he is at Moonee Valley. I thought his run at the Valley was, the more I look at it, the better it was. So I think the weight scale is not too bad for him. He's a twice Group 1 winner. And I think he'll be in a controlling position in this race, and he'll be very hard to get past tomorrow.
Okay, so that's in the Bobby Lewis. Sanctimonious is another interesting one for you in the Dane Hill.
Knocked up more than I expected first up. He started to present into the race, Andrew, as they straightened, and then he's run emptied. So he had a big blow. He was a bit fatter inside than I expected. So he'll improve tomorrow, but would need to. It's a very strong race.
Okay, and I've kept the best till last. I was just talking to Tony Gollan about Outback Barbie, just draws wide and everything like that. But you've got this filly, Uhud, who... Well, if I listen to you and I listen to Tim, I'm confused which one I'm backing in the T-Rose. Now I mentioned Tim Clark because I want to be on Barbie, but I want to be on Uhud getting to 1400.
Well, I'd put Barbie back in the cupboard, Andrew, and get on Uhud. I think the 1400's right. Her two runs back have been beautiful. Her coach starting to come. She's ready for a near-peak performance, I believe.
Okay. We know every time someone interviews you, they say, oh, it's the best maiden around the place and things like that. But she just continually puts herself in races, and she's won more than $1 million. I wouldn't mind owning her.
No, that's exactly right. And look, yes, it's frustrating for us, for me, for the owners and for the punters. But look, she's been running at the elite level all her life. She's never run in a race under black that hasn't had black type to it, and her turn will come, and I think it might start tomorrow.
Tomorrow in the Darley T-Rose. Good on you, Tony. Good luck with the one at Newcastle and tomorrow. It's a big day for the stable.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Tony. Tony McAvoy there. This morning at the Flemington Jump Outs, Santa and Elaine, the Everest horse, went around. All the reports from Sam Friedman, very positive. Ben Mellum got off all smiles. Comes to Sydney for the premiere. But also the news this morning is that Scholes is coming for its next run in Sydney. It's ruled out of the Group 1 Moya. It's going to have a jump out on Monday, and Scholes will also line up in the Premier. So Santa Ana Lane and Scholes both going to the Premier. Scholes now bypassing the Moya.